Chapter 5, Vidura's talk with Maitreya. Text 24. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sa va esha tada drashta na apashat drishyam ekarat mene asantam eva atmanam supta shakti asupta drik sava esha tada drashta sava esha tada drashta napashadrisham ekarat napashadrisham ekarat mene santam ivatmanam mene santam ivatmanam supta shaktir asupta drik supta shaktir asupta drik sava esha tada drashta napashadrisham ekarat mene santam ivatmanam supta shaktir asupta drik sava esha tada drashta napashadrisham ekarat mene santam ivatmanam supta shaktir asupta drik Srila Prabhupada. Sa, the personality of Godhead. Va, either. Esha, all these. Tada, at that time. Drashta, the seer. Na, did not. Apashat, see. Drisham, the cosmic creation. Ekarat, undisputed proprietor. Mene, thought like this. Asantam, non-existent. Eva, like that. Atmanam, plenary manifestations. Supta, unmanifested. Shakti, material energy. Asupta, manifested. Drik, internal potency. Translation. The Lord, the undisputed proprietor of everything, was the only seer. The cosmic manifestation was not present at that time, and thus he felt imperfect without his plenary and separated parts and parcels. The material energy was dormant, whereas the internal potency was manifested. Purport. The Lord is the supreme seer because only by his glance did the material energy become active for cosmic manifestation. At that time, the seer was there, But the external energy over which the glance of the Lord is cast was not present. He felt somewhat insufficient, like a husband feeling lonely in the absence of his wife. This is a poetic simile. The Lord wanted to create the cosmic manifestation to give another chance to the conditioned souls who were dormant in forgetfulness. The cosmic manifestation gives the conditioned souls a chance to go back home, back to Godhead. And that is its main purpose. The Lord is so kind that in the absence of such a manifestation, He feels something wanting, and thus the creation takes place. Although the creation of the internal potency was manifested, the other potency appeared to be sleeping, and the Lord wanted to awaken her to activity, just as a husband wants to awaken his wife from the sleeping state for enjoyment. It is the compassion of the Lord for the sleeping energy that He wants to see her awaken for enjoyment like the other wives who are awake. The whole process is to enliven the sleeping conditioned souls to the real life of spiritual consciousness so that they may thus become as perfect as the ever-liberated souls in the Vaikuntha Loka. Since the Lord is Sachit Ananda Vigraha, He likes every part and parcel of His different potencies to take part in the blissful rasa, because participation with the Lord in His eternal rasa lila is the highest living condition, perfect in spiritual bliss and eternal knowledge. Om Jnana Timiran Dasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripata Maham Vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Guruvani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadesha Tarine Akshno Phalam Todrisha Darshanam Hitanor Phalam Todrisha Ghatra Sangha Jiva Phalam Todrisha Kirtanam Hi Sudurlaba Bhagavata Hri Loke Vanchakalpatarubhascha Kripasindu Bhayavacha Potitanam Pavane Vyovaishna Vyonamo Namaha Janulambita Bujokana Kavadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Takshav Vishwambaro Dvijavaro Yuga Dharma Palu Bande Jagat Priyakaru Karunavataro Savai Esha Tada Drashta Napasha Drisham Ekarat Mine Santam Ivatmanam Supta Shaktir Asupta Drik. The Lord, the undisputed proprietor of everything, was the only seer. The cosmic manifestation was not present at that time, and thus He felt imperfect without His plenary and separated parts and parcels. The material energy was dormant, whereas the internal potency was manifested. So sometimes we find it, we find certain bewildering statements, many times actually. Many bewildering statements in Shastra. In this text and purport, we find quite a few. And because from our training, if we may speak of East and West, who knows how many lifetimes we have been Westerners. But Westerners from a different definition of what is East and West, we may define this, that precisely on the basis of this purport, that Westerners in the sense of trying to understand things materially, from the material point of view. Trying to understand things from from the point of view of our sensory experience. We have spoken a number of times about this. So therefore, certain statements become bewildering, especially when we come to such a highly philosophical knowledge as that of Krishna consciousness. We may become even somewhat disappointed. That that it brings, it seems that such a high philosophy is being brought to a lower level, to our mundane level, because it is all explained in terms of so many mundane common examples. Mundane common examples. So it may be bewildering. Especially we understand that this Krishna consciousness movement is representing the path of Nibriti Marg. I was just listening this morning to Srila Prabhupada's class, and he was saying that it was a class on the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he was saying that here the path of Nibriti Marg is being explained, Prabhupada was saying, and he explained that, he defined, he said, this path of Nibriti Marg is the opposite path of going to, of the path leading to hell, to the hellish condition of life. That means he was referring to Pravritti Marg, the other path. And he says that leads to hell. So, what is this? That Pravritti Marg means to enjoy this world. That concept we have heard so many times, especially in the West, we have heard so many times the explanation that this world was made for our enjoyment. So, therefore, we should engage in it. And in some religions, this is the motto, almost. And religious leaders, they present this very strongly, that actually the world is God's creation. And God's creation is so beautiful because it becomes from, because it comes from God. Coming from God, it is also nice. And He has been very kind to give us all this for our enjoyment. So, at this point we may say, we may call this the mystery of creation. Definitely, creation is a mystery. It's a great mystery. And sometimes we speak of mysteries. Sometimes we say we have all the answers. There is no mystery. And both things can be reconciled. It is a mystery from the ordinary point of view. We are trying to resolve these mysteries the Western way, meaning to try to understand it on the intellectual plane, analyzing everything with our intelligence. And intelligence at this point, meaning with our, with the experiences that so far we have gained in this world. So Srila Prabhupada has explained how this experience and the instruments by which we gather this experience is totally imperfect. So it is not possible to gain perfect knowledge by this system. The system of gaining knowledge, this kind of knowledge, the ultimate stage of this knowledge, because there are so many stages of this knowledge, even up to the point of transcendental knowledge, there are so many levels of this knowledge up to the point of transcendental knowledge that still constitute the path of entanglement. Just like yesterday, very nicely, Mukunda Maharaj expressed something I, for one, and I believe so many others of us, I could relate very well to, which is that in my first relationship with this knowledge of Krishna consciousness, and especially with Srila Prabhupada's teachings, the way Srila Prabhupada was speaking, I was very inquisitive, curious. Why is it that Srila Prabhupada speaks so much of these Mayavadis and the Mayavad philosophy? And anyway, now we see, now we can understand after so many years the reason, and that is that it is also all-pervading. Although we may not call it like that, we have the tendency to see God and the spiritual world and spiritual knowledge from the material point of view. We have that tendency. And to And from this point of view, God has to be something totally different. Totally different. And of course, that means He cannot be a person, finally speaking, in the ultimate issue. Anyway, so here in this text, as we were saying, there are some bewildering statements, like, for example, that the Lord felt imperfect. That the Lord felt some imperfection without His plenary and separated parts and parcels. And Srila Prabhupada gives a most amazing simile and the purport, and throughout the purport, about a husband and a wife. So sometimes we find these statements, in no way we should take these statements as an encouragement, because we see all these things in Shastras, so much talk about sense gratification, finally speaking, in so many ways. It does not mean it is a sanction. It does not mean it is sanction. And the path of enjoyment, as Prabhupada has mentioned in today's purport, is the path of entanglement. This path of sense enjoyment is the path of entanglement. Although it seems that the Lord is awakening, Prabhupada explains here in the purport that He's awakening material nature for enjoyment, and that means He's awakening the living entities for enjoyment. So we may ask, what is the wrong? He has awakened us for that, for enjoyment. Then Prabhupada very nicely ends the purport explaining what enjoyment. There is enjoyment, but what enjoyment? So he... there's a very nice purport in the sense that it goes from the ABC from of Krishna consciousness, explaining the beginning of creation and the sleeping state of the living entity. It explains all the way to the Rasa Leela pastimes of the Lord, the highest, as Prabhupada is explaining here, the highest living condition. In his words, he says, this is the highest living condition. The perfect in spiritual bliss and eternal knowledge. So, we are meant, Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, that Krishna is Sachit Ananda Vigraha. Since the Lord is Sachit Ananda Vigraha, He likes every part and parcel of His different potencies to take part in the blissful rasa. Because participation with the Lord in His eternal rasa lila is the highest living condition. So He does want us to enjoy, but for that, we have to follow the proper process. And the process is to become knowledgeable, to understand the reason, the purpose of this creation, and not to be bewildered by it. Prabhupada has just said, the purpose of this creation is for us to go back home, back to Godhead. And that should be our main goal. We should always keep in mind, always keep as our directive, as our north, that this is what we want. And for this we have to become knowledgeable, but not in the artificial manner, the intellectual, that comes from the intellectual platform. And we have seen this both within our own lives, in our own personal experience, and also within the movement, and also outside of the movement. The fact that intellectually we may know so many things, but that is not an actual a belief in the heart. So therefore, the concept of the heart is very important. And this knowledge, therefore, is not an intellectual feat, but it is explained in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hrida Ya Adi Kavaye. That this Shabda Brahma, Tene Brahma Hrida Ya Adi Kavaye, it was received. And it is received. Not only was received, but we should know, it continues being received through the heart. This is a very important point. That this Krishna consciousness movement is an awakening of the soul. It is awakened through the heart by he who is awakened. It comes down, this Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye. We have to be awakened by sound vibration. And this knowledge is like that awakened. It will not be possible for us to explain things intellectually to its final conclusion. And we have had that experience for a number of years, trying to understand precisely the origin of the living entity, the reason of creation. Very significantly, we see here a statement by Srila Prabhupada in this regard, how there is something eluding us. There is something escaping to us when we try to understand this intellectually. Very interesting, Prabhupada says, the Lord wanted to create the cosmic manifestation to give another chance to the conditioned souls who were dormant in forgetfulness. This is a very interesting statement I found. The Lord wanted to create the cosmic manifestation to give another chance. It's interesting that Prabhupada doesn't say to give a chance, but to give another chance to the conditioned souls who were dormant in forgetfulness. So it seems the story is already started. We're getting the story already started, and this is something we will find whenever we try to analyze the statements of Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas. We find that the story seems to have already been started. It's always like that. But we want to know, well, what about the first chance? This is another chance. But when was that first chance? And again, this is our attempt. This is our, I call today, Western way of understanding, which is trying to understand in a different manner than what we are supposed to understand, which is by realization, that famous. So therefore, this is the process of self-realization. This is knowledge. Therefore, the mystery does not have to continue being a mystery if we are awakened. So we have to surrender. That's why the process is being mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Yesterday I was remembering this verse. I remember it because in our temple in Caracas and the marquee, I think you call it, in the front of the temple, we had a very nice painting with the sign. The sign was a very nice painting, and then this verse was there from Bhagavad Gita for the public. Bahunam janmanamante gyanavan mam prapadyate. Gyanavan mam prapadyate. Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlavaha. That this verse describes someone who's trying to understand intellectually, that kind of understanding, who's trying to understand philosophy in an intellectual way, who's trying to understand this world, the origin of the world, the origin of oneself. To try to understand that intellectually, this verse is describing, after bahunam, bahu, after many janmas, what is his conclusion? He concludes, mam prapadyate, Krishna says, that this person, after trying it over and over and over to understand like that, he finally surrenders. He gives up that attempt. That is the meaning. That is the solution. And he's just, so that person who comes to that point, he's considered a mahatma, and that is a rare person, sudurlabha. So this is an important statement. All these examples of wife and enjoyment and waking up is just because they're very clear to us. It makes a lot of sense. We understand what it means, but it is not in any way actually Srimad Bhagavatam means. Just like again last night, someone was saying, now I understand how the gopis were able to abandon their children when they heard Krishna's call. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not the process of awakening the wife, but the Krishna consciousness is the process of giving up husband and wife and to go to Krishna, in the procedure to go to Krishna, in the path to go to Krishna. And anyway, this also should not be misunderstood. While we are in this world, Srila Prabhupada in this very nice song, Goranga Bolite Have, Phula Ka Sharira, he was explaining there that Bishaya Chadiya Kabe, he said there that we shouldn't reject material things, but we should also not take them in the spirit of enjoyment. We should just take as much as needed for keeping soul and body together. So in this way, we see in Krishna consciousness, we have everything. We have husband, we have wife, we have children. We have a nice, and everything is nice. All these things, we have them in a nice manner. As nice as you can get them in this world, we have them. Meaning that nice, from our understanding, which is that in a way that they do not create entanglement, in a way that they are liberating, and they're fulfilling the purpose of this creation to get us out of this world. Just like in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, this is explained nicely, that one type of attachment is the door to hell, and the same attachment transferred to a different person is the door to moksha, to liberation. So the purpose of this world is to grant us liberation, and we should accept Krishna consciousness in that spirit, and not become encouraged into material enjoyment by these examples. Just like sometimes there may be an example, for example, that example, if one goes to fish, one should not, while one is fishing, one should not get wet. Sometimes, you know, these examples are given. That does not mean that Prabhupada is encouraging that you go out and fish. So it's just because these things are understood. Just, anyway, so many examples are like that. So, in the same way, here, over and over, we will find things like this, especially Prabhupada sometimes speaks of the attraction between a young man and a young woman and things like that. So it is in no way an encouragement. It is only to make it clear, because it does become very clear to us. So here also it is mentioned that the Lord has felt some imperfection. Anyway, all these are his feelings, and we should accept, just like the Brahmana who accepted that Krishna was stringing an elephant through the eye of a needle. So somehow or other, the Brahmana could figure out that. So he accepted it. Who was that? No, the cobbler. Actually, the Brahmana could not understand it precisely. Same thing, because the Brahmana was acting on this from this point of view of trying to understand from his experience. Although he was a Brahmana, he was a Westerner, a Western Brahmana. So, whereas the cobbler, for him it was very easy because of his devotion. It was very easy to understand. So, now really to end, Mukunda Maharaj, and also citing yesterday's purport, Prabhupada was explaining how now Maitreya Muni is going to explain another mystery, which is the four initial texts of the Chaturshloki Bhagavatam. So just for our benefit, we will just read these four shlokas, which will be elaborated by Maitreya Muni in the following verses. It was started yesterday. Today's verse also is referring to those four shlokas. Tomorrow, like that. So we will read those four original shlokas, which brings about another mystery to our minds, and also explains to us how important this revelation in the heart is, that the acharyas have had this revelation and transformed four verses into so many thousands of verses and so many thousands of purports, 18,000 verses, and the purports are as good as the verses, so it is such an unlimited literature. Even we have the chance to speak on these things. So the first verse is Aham evasam evagre nanyat yatsada satparam paschad aham yade tachcha yo vashishita sosmi aham. Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself. Nor was there the material nature, the cause of this creation. That which you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead. And after annihilation, what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. So that's verse 33 from chapter 9 in the second canto. Ritar tam yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani tat vidyat atmano mayam yata bhaso yata tama. O Brahma, whatever appears to be of any value, if it is without relation to me, has no reality. Know it as my illusory energy, that reflection which appears to be in darkness. Yatam ahanti bhutani bhuteshu cha vacheshu anu pravishtanya pravishtani tata teshu nateshu aham. O Brahma, please know that the universal elements enter into the cosmos and at the same time do not enter into the cosmos. Similarly, I myself also exist within everything created, and at the same time, I am outside everything. And the last verse of the Chatushloki Bhagavatam, Etavat eva jigyasya, tatva jigyasu natmana, anvaya vyatireka bhyam, yatsyat sarvatra sarvada. A person who is searching after the supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, must certainly search for it up to this, in all circumstances, in all space and time, and both directly and indirectly. So if there's any question or comment. Yes, we're into that.